Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 16th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said Wednesday it sued Amazon to recall hundreds of thousands of hazardous products distributed on its platform, including 24,000 carbon monoxide detectors that failed to go off, approximately 400,000 hair dryers that lack required shock protection, and children's sleeper garments at risk of fire. The commission voted 3-1 to force Amazon to stop selling these products, work with CPSC staff on a recall, and to directly notify consumers who purchase them about the recall and offer a full refund. Facebook announced it'll start offering Facebook Pay outside its own platform, first available to Shopify vendors starting in August. Like Apple Pay and Google Pay, Facebook Pay lets users enter their payment information once for convenient payments later. Facebook previously announced it won't take a cut of revenue until 2023 to entice creators to use Facebook Pay over Apple Pay and Google Pay. During a demonstration of how businesses can sign up for Windows 365, a screenshot showed a price of $31 a month per user for two virtual CPUs with 4 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage. That's third up from the bottom in Windows 365's 12 announced configurations, though Microsoft is not announcing official pricing until launch on August 2nd. By comparison, Amazon Workspaces offers two CPUs, 4 gigabytes of RAM, and 50 gigabytes of storage at $35 per month, and Citrix offers its cloud PCs at around $30 a month, depending on contract and number of users. Valve is launching a gaming handheld called Steam Deck this December, with a base model available for $399. The Steam Deck runs a new version of SteamOS and can also be plugged into your existing displays. It looks like a Nintendo Switch, but contains an AMD APU containing a quad-core Zen 2 CPU with 8 threads and 8 compute units worth of AMD RDNA 2 graphics and 16 gigabytes of LPDDR5 RAM. Different storage tiers are available, with 64 gigabytes eMMC storage for $399, or 256 NVMe SSD storage for $529, and 512 gigabytes of high-speed NVMe SSD storage for $649. Reservations for the three versions of the Steam Deck are available starting this afternoon. Facebook has launched Sound Emojis for Messenger, which adds audible expressions to emoji like clapping, cricket, and drumroll. Soundmoji will also include clips from popular shows and songs and will be updated regularly. In the release notes on the Apple developer website, the company states the iOS 15 and watchOS 08 betas can now be updated even if less than 500 megabytes of storage is available on the device. No details yet on how this change was achieved, but those in the Apple beta software program can put this to the test right now, while the rest of us will be able to check it out later this year. Microsoft has now released its own Linux distribution on GitHub, called Common Base Linux Mariner. CBL Mariner is a lightweight, internal, server-side Linux distribution for Microsoft's cloud infrastructure. The company states CBL Mariner is being shared publicly as part of Microsoft's commitment to open source and to contribute back to the Linux community. Google is rolling out an auto-delete option that eliminates the last 15 minutes of your search history. The feature was first announced at Google I/O 2021 as an additional auto-delete feature next to auto-deleting every 3, 18, or 36 months. The feature will land on iOS devices first, with Android to follow. App researcher Jane Manchin-Wong states Twitter is working on a new timeline layout showing a more efficient use of horizontal space, with images filling edge to edge. Twitter product leader Kayvon Bakepour also hinted at a possible future feature for Twitter Blue subscribers, with a poll asking users how they feel about an option to edit already published tweets within a few minutes of posting. On Thursday, PayPal raised the weekly limit of cryptocurrency purchases to $100,000 per week, with no annual limit. The company says within 2 months of launching back in October 2020, approximately 20% of PayPal users have used the crypto services. And Microsoft is bringing back Clippy, but this time only as an emoji. Over 1,800 emoji in Windows and Microsoft 365 products, like Office and Teams, have been refreshed using the Microsoft Fluid Design Scheme. The majority of the refreshed emoji have been designed to animate in 3D rather than classic 2D. The redesigned paperclip emoji will be Clippy's new home this holiday season. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.